We just heard some very consoling words from Jesus. I talked about this last week too, but the same words. Again, peace be with you. Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? And I find these words of Jesus consoling because faith can be kind of a bumpy ride. And here's what I mean. Many people begin quite fervent in their Catholic faith. Maybe they have an experience of God that's very powerful. Maybe it's at a retreat or in prayer, or maybe they're just so inspired by the words of the homilist, right? They get very emotional. They love Jesus. They come to Mass often. They love it. But then life gets busy. They don't feel the same emotional connection with the Lord, at least not as often. Time passes. Faith weakens. Jesus eventually seems kind of absent and frustrated. What happens? Well, the person starts to abandon the faith a little bit or a lot. And maybe they come back for a while. Maybe they drift away again. It can be a bumpy ride. This isn't really anything new, though. I mean, just think of the apostles and the disciples. They were on a bit of a roller coaster there. They were following Jesus, had great hope in all that he was going to do. They were listening to his preaching, they're watching him do these miracles. They became his close friends. And then he was arrested. He was tortured. He was crucified. He died. They mourned him. But then they started to hear after a few days that he might once again somehow be alive. Simon saw him. As we heard in the gospel, two disciples from Emmaus arrived saying that they had seen him too, that he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And then Jesus himself appeared suddenly in their midst and said, "Peace be with you. Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts?" A roller coaster. So life can be like that sometimes for us. We might feel very close to God at some point in life. Our faith may seem especially strong and relevant and encouraging, but things happen. Our faith seems to die off a bit. We feel distant from God. Maybe like the disciples after the resurrection, but before Jesus really showed himself, we linger a bit. And we still come to Mass, but our hearts aren't really in it much anymore. Well, to anyone in that sort of situation, you're here, but your heart really isn't in it anymore. You're not feeling it anymore. I just want to point out that Jesus is still here, and you can trust in that fact. If the emotions wane, know that the Lord isn't moving away from you. He may be calling you, as long as you're not moving away from him, he may be calling you to a deeper faith, one that doesn't rely upon fleeting emotions as much as an act of the will, of a choice to believe. We may not feel his presence, but he's here. And that's why faith can be a bit of a roller coaster. Our experience of Jesus can change, but know that the Lord does not change. So then where is he? We don't feel him in these emotions. He's not in the emotions. Those are gifts he gives us. He doesn't want us to seek only his gifts. He wants us to seek him in faith. As the disciples recounted in the gospel, he is now, quote, made known in the breaking of the bread. And if you recall that story, the disciples on the road to Emmaus, these disciples were walking away from Jerusalem after Jesus died, and they are troubled by his death. They didn't know what to think. But then Jesus appeared to them, though they didn't recognize him, and walked with them on the road to Emmaus. He explained to them, just as Jesus explained to the disciples in today's gospel, how everything written in the Old Testament, the Jewish scriptures, pointed forward to him and showed that he had to suffer, die, and rise from the dead to save humanity from its sins. Then those two disciples sat down with Jesus for a meal, for the breaking of the bread. And that's when their eyes were opened, it says, and they recognized him. And at that moment, Jesus disappeared from their sight. He was no longer present to them in the same way. Then he was present in the breaking of the bread, which we understand as the Holy Eucharist. The reality of Jesus has passed into the sacraments of the church. We don't see him as the disciples did, but he's still here. As we hear the word of God read aloud to us at Mass, Jesus is speaking to us, just as he did to his disciples. As we celebrate the Eucharistic prayer, Jesus comes to be physically present upon the altar, and if we're ready and properly disposed within our very selves through Holy Communion, the breaking of the bread, he is with us. And as Catholics, we also understand that Jesus' presence in Holy Communion endures, regardless of our own personal faith, personal feelings, or thoughts. And that's why we keep some of Holy Communion in the tabernacle there. That way there is always communion for us to bring to the sick if they need it. And Jesus is always here in his house for you to come to visit at any time. You can come and just sit with Jesus in this place. So know that Jesus is still with us. But that leads me to the question, if you allow me to shift gears a bit here, as to why Jesus has become man at all and why he is still here. And I think it's from the Catechism. There's these four, at least four reasons listed. First, Jesus came to redeem us, to save us from our sins. Our readings today talk a lot about this. Jesus himself said that he suffered, died, and rose in part so that, quote, repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations. St. John, in our second reading, wrote that Jesus is expiation for our sins, and that we must keep his commandments if we want to know him. And finally, St. Luke wrote in our first reading that we must repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away by Jesus. Jesus is with us to redeem us from our sins. And that happens especially in the sacrament of confession. A second reason Jesus came to earth was that we might know God's love for us. He loves you personally enough to die on the cross for you. He loved his disciples and apostles enough to appear to them and to stay with them for a while after his resurrection, sharing a few meals with them. And he loves us enough to stay with us too and share meals with us right here. This is what he does for us at Mass and always in the tabernacles of our churches. Jesus is here waiting for us to visit and be with him. A third reason Jesus became man was to be a model of holiness for us. In his selfless care for others, even to dying upon the cross for us, he shows us how we ought to love others. In his own private prayer with his Father, he also shows us the importance of regular, quiet prayer, and so on. This reminds me of a line I heard in, I think it was from Chris Stefanik, and he's probably quoting someone else, but the idea that Jesus did not come and suffer so that we would not have to suffer. He came to suffer to show us an example of how to suffer, of how to love, right? And finally, he became man so that we might share in God's life, that we might be able to cross over from our fallen humanity to heaven, something possible only because Jesus has come as the mediator between God and man. As I say, faith can be a roller coaster for us, but remember, God's always the same. He became one of us to redeem us, so that we could know his love for us, to be a model of holiness for us, and so that we might be able to share in the life of God ultimately in heaven. And what's more, he loves you and I enough to remain with us, especially here at Mass and in confession. So let us be faithful to him always. Amen.